Are you ready? Greetings, my people. Greetings, blessings, and love to you all. I hope you enjoyed your magnificent weekend. This is Anthony London, Mindset Therapy Real Talk Podcast. What can I say, man, about the weekend, man? I don't know what you guys did, but whatever you may have done, I pray that it was prosperous and that you enjoyed yourself and it was peaceful. For me and my house, we did some extracurricular activity. No, we didn't watch the Super Bowl, but you know, I heard and I saw what New Orleans done. My hometown, I'm proud of you, you know, but it's like everything you do, you will have backlash. From social media, you will have all kind of opinions that was passed about how people conducted themselves during Super Bowl weekend, or did they tune in to the Super Bowl itself. Now, first and foremost, let me say I thank God for giving me a chance to be here and speak with you guys. But I'm gonna keep it real, and I'm gonna keep it gutter. I'm not bashing you if you did watch the Super Bowl, and I'm not bashing you if you didn't watch the Super Bowl. My choice was not to watch the Super Bowl. Now, it's more than what was going on with my hometown team, the Saints, which was a debacle in the Bayou, which we knew if the call was made, the Super Bowl would be totally different, okay? But then the day or two before the Super Bowl happened in Atlanta, they had a mural of Colin Kaepernick that someone defaced and destroyed, which was just so ugly. But they boycotted in Atlanta just as they boycotted in New Orleans, but New Orleans done it in such a bigger way. Now, I understand, you know, I have people from my city saying, man, you know, they could have done it. You know, they got bigger issues in the city that they can come together on, which is true. It's true. I'm not against that. I'm with you on that. But I look at the bigger picture, man. You know, whenever did you get a bunch of black people at that? But in New Orleans, it wasn't just black people. It was people of all race, colors, religions, and creed. But they got together. Now, you know, when you have a seed and you plant a seed in the soil, and say you don't turn the soil, you don't de-weed the soil, you don't treat the soil, the seed will take a long time to grow, but it will grow. Even if you treat the soil and do all the things you have to do to it, it still will take some time to grow. It's not going to grow overnight, right? So to my brothers and sisters that's like, oh, it's a bigger issue. Why they can't get together on this and that? It's a start. It's a start. That's all I'm saying. It's a start. It's starting somewhere, you know? Now, I'm with you. I understand we got bigger issues in the city, man. They could be getting together on the murder, on the senseless killings, all kind of stuff. The education system, man, I feel you. But just to see the city come together on something without anyone getting shot, no one getting hurt, everybody was peaceful, man, that's a start. We got to take what we get, man, and work with that. Now, to the actual Super Bowl. Man, I know y'all heard. I didn't see it, but I heard and I read a couple of articles that, you know, the ratings was the lowest in, I think a decade. I'm not sure. I don't want to be wrong, but I know it was the lowest ratings, I think, in a decade. And that's crazy, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, this is the biggest stage any athlete could ever want to dream to be on. But you have so much going on around this one game till it's drawing the people away. Now, mind you, you know, football, you know, in the NFL, man, I love my NFL Sundays, man. I love enjoying just sitting down watching good football. But when it comes down to when it's not good football and when it's not fair sportsmanship, it takes quite a turn. But, you know, hopefully the NFL can get this together, you know what I'm saying? And hopefully in deep prayer they can bless the brother Colin to get back to what he do best, or just to compensate him for his losses, you know, because I don't think it's fair what they're doing to brother either. But at the end of the day, they have the answer to that. Either it is in this life or the next life. You feel me? So, you know, the weekend was crazy. So we just fell back. Me, I've done a lot of meditation because, again, Saturday, we laid a good friend, a brother, a father, a son to rest. Another great one from Harvey, Nigel, Tip James the barber. You know, he was such a ideal person that was just so outgoing and just so outspoken, man. You know, to know Nigel is to love Nigel. You know, so, you know, I couldn't make it there. I couldn't be there, me or my family, because we have been going through so much lately, period. This with funerals and, you know, I could have went by myself, but then again, my kids and everybody would have been still on the edge of this, you know, just unpeaceful because they're not with me. But I could have went and brought them, but still brought them through their post-traumatic stress syndrome, what we dealing with. You know, just dealing with a funeral, opening up, you know, the wounds again. And it's just hard for us. So, you know, I send my prayers and my and peace and blessings unto his family and to his kids and, you know, and everybody that attended the funeral service, man. Thank y'all for representing the brother. He went out like he was supposed to go out. You know, it was beautiful, I heard. So, got that out the way. I get kind of emotional, bro, because we lost a lot, you know what I mean? But man, God is good, bro. I'm just in Thanksgiving right now, man. We've been going on, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we can find that place of zing and just release everything that we are going through to God, man. He can handle it because it's beyond my understanding. He said, "What you don't understand, lean on not your own understanding." So that's what I've been practicing lately, because if I try to understand it, I'm tearing myself up. I'm breaking myself down. So I can't do that. I can't try to figure things out no more on my own, because it's bigger than me. You know, it's bigger than this world. It's bigger than this earth. You know what I mean? So, man, thank God for the people that's here. And I pray that we can get together and enjoy each other, you know, other than getting together at a funeral or something like that. You know, let's start have weddings, graduations, parties, enjoying each other in a more peaceful, in a more prosperous way. Yeah, man, but it was a crucial weekend, you know what I'm saying? Saturday and Sunday. So, you know, I thought about, you know, coming, you know, on a podcast and just spending my whole time speaking about Saturday, but, you know, I wanna let him rest and give him the respect that he deserves, because, you know what I mean, he left two sons, man, well, two sons and a daughter in this hall. So, you know, we can try to surround them with love and pour into them. You feel me? Right. All right, to move on. I wrote a book, man. My book so powerful, man. I've been blessed, man, to become a new author, and I have on different platforms, you know, stood behind it and talked about it, but I never brought it to my podcast myself and just gave some time to it. So I decided to do that today. I wrote a book, man, and this book is so powerful, man. And I'm going to stop and tell you right now. I'm going to tell you, man, so much stuff was going on. So many things was happening in my life. The enemy didn't want this book to get done. And then the funny part about it, man, is the book is about strategies. It's about showing you personal experience and testimonies how to get out adverse situations. You know, my book is called Beating the Game, 7 Steps to Developing a Positive Mindset. Now, this book was written just because of all the pain and the anguish I was going through. You know, people thought the book was going to be about my life coming up in New Orleans and Harvey running hard. Nah, you know, not like that. That's not, it's time and placement for everything. And it wasn't a time and a place for that. It wasn't. You know, I was faced with some difficult life changing horrific circumstances, and God was pulling me through it and teaching me at the same time. So I decided to share it, man. And it's just that, man. You know, we have to understand that we will go through trials and tribulations, but how do we get out those, not just get out the mindset of being devoured by the trials and tribulations or the desperate acts of the enemy to try to devour our spirit and our heart? How do we get out of that? I'm going to tell you, first and foremost, man, I grabbed hold of God, man. I ain't had no other choice. I had 1 foot in the grave, 1 foot out. I grabbed hold of God, man, and he grabbed hold of me. But really, he had me. If he wasn't holding me all these years and times, I'd have been in the grave. But I'm blessed to be willing to surrender so I can receive these teachings and the message to understand that, you know, when we was younger, man, the old folks beat us down with religion and try to, you know, make us, belittle us and make us feel bad, like God was going to kill us because we was in this religion and we wasn't doing right toward the past in the religion. But that's not true. I don't knock religion. I don't knock it. You know what I'm saying? For each his own. I believe in God, his son, Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit, man. And that's what I stand on. And everything I read, I find out, man, you know, I don't never hear him talking about nothing about religions, you know. So, you know, it's somewhat common sense. So, but this book, man, this book is awesome, man. If you haven't picked it up, man, you need to pick it up. You need to read it, man. It will do everybody some good. It doesn't matter, you know what I'm saying? I don't know how many times I done read this book, but I'm going to tell you, without my wife, I wouldn't have done it, man, because I was so out of my elements, man. My mother died, my great auntie died, my godmother died, all in the same year. And if that wasn't that, my nephew the following year, my brother the following year, and you know, my childhood friend the next, my cousin the next year, man, all in the same year, you know? So, you know, all, and it just wasn't, you know, it was debt after debt. Whether they was murdered or whether they died of sickness or natural causes, man. But it was just that, and I didn't understand it, man. But it wasn't for me to understand. Back to that. So, you know, man, I had the chapter, man, chapter 3 in this book, forgiveness, man. Forgiveness taught me a lot. Forgiveness taught me a lot, and I put my strategies down in this book, man. And if you read it, you will really understand, man. If we don't first forgive ourselves, we can't forgive nobody around us. You know, if we don't ask, if we don't go to the people that we hurt and make amends or ask forgiveness from God, man, you know, we through. See, people think that, you know, oh, they can't, if they go ask for forgiveness and make amends, the people not going to forgive them. But it's not about them forgiving you. It's about God forgiving you. And if God forgive you, man, I don't, you know, they go suck an egg or something. You feel me? Because God forgave you. You know, and God is a forgiving God. You know, he's not going to hurt you. He's not going to, but he will take his hands off you and let the devil have his way with you. But, you know, I'm not no biblical scholar, nothing like that, man. I'm not no bishop, preacher, pastor, none of that, man. No, my partner's going to be the old pastor for, man, nah, man, ain't none of that, man. I'm real. You know what I'm saying? That I'm street, and that's what it is. But I just changed that mindset. That mindset changed to the point of where, you know, yeah, I still got some of the aggressiveness that come with that. But I just took the drugs and all the bad stuff away, the hustling away, you know, and kept that same game time mentality to go get it at any means necessary, as long as it's just the right way. And see, that's a process in itself, man. When you transition in your lifestyle, trying to leave the street life to come to, you know, the right side of the street, and we make it hard because we think we got to make this big dash and change all at once. We don't. We don't, man. The world wasn't made in one day. And the people who God used to make the world, man, they made it in 7 days, man. So, you know, you got to ask yourself, man, is this process for me, or do I just make this dramatic, unbelievable change in 24 hours? Nah, it don't work like that. You got to allow yourself to let the process work and tune, get out of God's way. You ain't God's way, fool, get out of his way. You can't do this yourself. Get out of his way, let him work. Put yourself in a position to be blessed. That's what I learned. I used to help myself in all kinds of situations, but never in a situation to be blessed. Because I was doing too much. I wanted to do too much. I just thought I knew everything, and I ain't knew nothing. I was a fool. But once I sat down and released all that foolishness and surrendered and was like, man, let your will be done. Man, it came, and I understood, man, the more I failed was the more I learned. So failure became my friend. At first, I was so upset and scared of failure, man, but now I'm like, man, look, it is what it is. If I fail, watch, I learn something from it, though. And the more I fail, the more I learn. Because God got a way of preparing you for your blessings, for your season. Because if he don't prepare you for your season and you get a big blessing, financial or whatever it may be, and you're not ready to deal with that and handle that, you're going to destroy either yourself or the people around you. And that's a given. Look at all the millionaires and the billionaires that was up on their feet. Now they don't have nothing. They broke. Because then they wasn't ready for that blessing, God. They wasn't ready. The devil could bless you too. The devil could bless you with $1 million and you'll go get into it with your family and seclude yourself and might commit suicide because you're so unhappy. Because you got that money, secluded yourself and feel like everybody owed you and you just didn't want to talk to nobody and put yourself in this box and it ran you crazy and you took yourself out with all that money still in the bank. See, God don't care about none of that. The biggest, the richest, the wealthiest, I tell you right now, it's not financial. It's about peace. It's about having peace. About having peace, man. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, yeah, money's up there with air and water. We all need it. That's the truth. We need it. But at the same time, man, you know, we got to understand, man, that got a place. It got a place. Man, bro, but God is good, bro. I keep saying that because I know where I come from, bro, and I know how much he have given me, you know what I'm saying? And to be a new author, man, it is a blessing, man. You can go get my book, man. You can go online and get it at www.beatinthegame.info. That's www.beatinthegame.info. Or you can find me on Amazon. I'm on Amazon. But man, the struggle is real, man. But the struggle don't have to be the end of the world, man. When in the Bible it said, man, you walk through the valley of the shadow of death. He never said nothing about stopping. You walk through the valley of the shadow of death. So that mean in tune, he passed through it. It was bad, but he didn't stop. He kept going, and it passed. Even with the storm, everybody going crazy except Jesus, man, look. Peace be still, and it passed. But see, that's what's wrong. People think it's going to be easy, and they think they see people relationships, or they see their life, or they see their happiness, and think it was easy, or it was it came overnight. They see the glory, but they don't know the story. You see, they misjudge people, and they don't know what they've been through. But they want what they want, and they want what them people got, but they don't know what them people went through to have that. The blood, the sweat, the tears, the incarceration, the lonely nights, the losing your mother, your father, everybody in your bloodline. See, I pray for the armor of God every night, every day. Because we need that, man. We need that, man. Psalms 91, man, the protection prayer. If you don't know it, man, go read Psalms 91 and 92. That's daily. That's daily. You know, that's my strategy. People want to know, man, Frog, how you doing, man? Look, I pray, bro. I pray a lot. I pray when you think I'm not praying. In the morning, first thing in the morning, last thing at night. But I can't tell you how many times I pray during the day, because I could just be at the red light and I pray, just thank it. You know, this ain't Thanksgiving, man, because it's a must. You have to stay with God on your heart and on your mind, man, because it's wicked out there. You don't got to be in the street. You don't got to be a hustler, man. They got all kind of stuff be happening out there in every city, not just New Orleans, not just Houston, every city. Is wicked. It's a warfare against good. Good and evil is a warfare. It's going down. You got to pick your side. Ain't no in between. Ain't no in between, man. You got to pick your side. And I understand that more today than any time in my life. But it's all right, man. Because look, man. You're human. You make mistakes. You just can't dwell on them, man. You got to cut a hole in that book sack, man. When you put it on your back, man, and let it fit. When it go in that sack, let it fall clean out. Don't carry that bag around, man. All that, it's going to weigh you down. It's going to weigh you down. Keep a hole cut in that bag, man. Real talk, man. Keep a hole cut in that bag, man. It ain't going to, it's going to get too heavy for you. And we only human, man. Humans make mistakes. We never could be perfect. But I try to stay on a path where, you know, I know joy is strength. You know, being happy is a part of God's strength. You know, when the devil can get you upset and discouraged, he winning. But if you can stay full of that joy, full of that peace, that's power. That's power. That's real power. You feel me? And these kids out here, they need it, man. Just like the little boy. All I'm talking about, the little rainbow bright boy. Oh, he a gangster. He did see that. You know what I'm saying? Now, this nigga, he cooperating with the feds. They didn't hit this nigga with so many charges, man, till it ain't funny. He on the internet with these guns and all the money and doing this, man. And, you know, 50 Cent, his mentor and all that, man. Yeah, Katashi, whatever, 6ix9ine, yeah. And then his baby mama get on there. She messing with somebody out of his little crew. And she like, man, you know, y'all won't, you know, troll me on social media because of this and that. You know what I'm saying? But Amber Rose and Kim K and them, you know what I'm saying? They're recovering hoes, you know. They recover from their wholeness. You know what I'm saying? So I can recover. Look at their bank account. You know, I can recover from being a hoe. But I can't never recover from being no rat. So she was talking about her baby daddy. She was talking about Lil One. You know, and you got the bro who you have under you all the time talking like that. So that lets you know from day one, man, his judgment was bad, man. Look what he got that bro pregnant. But they be having these kids looking up to him like they really be out there getting it, doing it like that. They don't be doing it like that, man. Man, boo poo, all of them will be in the feds. All that stuff they be putting on the internet and stuff, man. And people know them dudes ain't living like that. But these children go out there and try to do the same thing these niggas doing and get messed up. Because they believe in them dudes really out there doing it, man. Them dudes ain't out there doing it. Them dudes in college and everything on the low. But they ain't telling their little fans nothing. Got their little fans out there thinking they really gutter. And they ain't built like that. I hear it all in their voice. They can't even look in their eye like a man. Looking all at the ground, man. Them dudes ain't built like that. They ain't ready for that guerrilla-ness. They ain't ready for that penitentiary, man. Nigga tell on their mom before they go in that penitentiary. You got to take a shower with 70 niggas, man. You ready for that? Huh? Man, so stop playing games with yourself, man. Y'all babies, man. You know, live your life. Be you. Be who God made you, man. Live your life to the fullest. If you bless, you bless. If you not, go get blessed. You feel me? Because I got a son, man. I'm very, very involved in him. You know what I'm saying? His life and everything that he do. I mean, I'm there. I don't care. I'm in your business. My daughter, too, I'm in your business. I'm on your line like the feds and everything. Yeah. I ain't losing them, man. You know? My son doing 13 years now. They older brother. Because he ain't want to listen. Because he wanted to be a follower. You know, and do this and do that. Not, you know, the same people. He turned his back on to go be a thug. And all the people he was out there for ain't doing nothing for him. Me and my wife got to take care of him. Oh, that's his mama again now. But that wasn't your mama when you went done what you done. You ain't want to listen. But you know, we teach our kids forgiveness. So, you know, we got to practice what we preach. But it ain't going to be a day go by. I ain't going to remind him and tell him who. My wife don't cut no corners. She won't know. You gonna know. But that's what I'm saying. Listen. It don't take nothing to listen. Listen. Don't even bring it down, man. Y'all, the society is lying to y'all. They're telling, man, listen to your parents, man. Your parents ain't gonna never tell you nothing wrong. Especially if your parents done been there before and been out there in the streets, man. Look. Listen to him. That's the truth right there. That's the truth. Real talk, man. I love y'all, bro. I got to wrap this up. I done went over, but man, y'all still keep y'all head up, man. And y'all enjoy this week, man. It's hump day. You know what I'm saying? Do something positive, man. Open the door for somebody. You know, pull a child for your wife when y'all get ready to eat, you know? Tell somebody you love them. You feel me? Do something that's going to make you feel good today. Instead of booting and tooting at everybody you see. You know, booting up like it's like that. Like the world is coming to an end. Man, smile. You living. Smile. You living. You up on top of solid ground, man. You know, you woke up this morning. That's a blessing, man. Thank God for that, bro. Thank God, man. Yeah, man. Shout out to Brothers at Peace, man. Ronald Scott, I see you, man. I love you, man. Man, we all one. I'm telling you. I can't wait. I'm excited, man. And we going to do the dang. You heard me? So, you know, man, keep it real. Keep it posted, man. You touching New Orleans and the surrounding areas. And that's what's up, man. I admire that, man. I'm proud of you. Keep it moving. Keep it 100. And I know you is, because look at you, man. Look at you. You're doing the thing, man. And that's what's up, bro. That's powerful, man. And everybody else, man, that's out there, man. Y'all keep your head up, man. Y'all holler at me. This has been another segment of Mindset Therapy, Real Talk Podcast. Don't forget, man, Beating the Game, 7 Steps to a Positive Mindset by yours truly, Anthony London. Go get that, cop that, read that, baby. Let's go.